Well, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, where we had one public hearing, and that was subdivision 2013-14, Dozer LLC.
Gentlemen, I would like to have an opportunity to go over to tonight's presentation on this with counsel. I have concerns about the presentation being of individual wells without seemingly anything that would that was any prima facie evidence that they was anyone ready, willing, and able to serve under.
I would note that Mr. Dukes came up and stated that you're raising questions with Artesian about providing central water on site to serve the 18 lots. Mm-hmm. Just for reference.
I don't think the applicant was totally unaware, at least not totally. It did seem to be entering into some discussion with them, but of course that would have to be resolved before anything could move forward.
Yeah, that's not, I wouldn't recommend that to be one that you condition it on. You know, that's a...
Well, that's in the code. They have to meet they have to meet the code, so it's fine, yeah.
It's the size of the lot that is in question.
Yeah, under the code, under the environmentally sensitive development overlay zone, to get to 7,500 square feet, you have to have not only central sewer, but central water. Yeah, so it drives the lot size. Otherwise, you're back up to the... half acre size.
Pretty clear too.
Yeah, that's right.
What the commission did is they so chose to approve the application of the preliminary can make it a condition that they have to have central water because it's in reference to code. So it's clear.
Correct.
If they chose to.
Yes. That's why I'd like to go over it with Mr. Robertson, who's back with us. Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2013-14, Dozer LLC, my motion is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2013-14, Dozer LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.